Hello and welcome to the final episode in this podcast series in which we looked at the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the voluntary and community sector in Northeast Essex. In these podcasts, we have unpacked the findings from the project Northeast Essex Communities Responding to Crisis. This podcast and its content are co-funded by Community 360, the Northeast Essex Health and Wellbeing Alliance, and the ESRC Impact Acceleration Account at the University of Essex. I am Anne Steinhoff, lecturer at the University of Essex at Essex Business School. I'm a researcher and interviewer on this project. I will be narrating this final episode in our podcast series, which focuses on the work of Community 360 as an infrastructure organization in Northeast Essex. We will also speak about the fundamental support that Community 360 provides to voluntary and community organizations and local communities. For this, we will hear from some of Community 360's closest partners. When hearing or reading about Community 360's work, we almost always come across the term infrastructure organization. But what does it mean? Kat Wright and Tristan Easy at Community 360 both made an attempt at explaining the fundamental philosophy of Community 360. Kat Wright, engagement officer at Community 360, told us that at its core, Community 360 is a demand-driven organization. To illustrate this, we asked Kat to imagine a world in which Community 360 had unlimited resources.
Our organization is very much a respond to demand organization. Now, as you can imagine, we couldn't respond to every single demand that came to us during COVID as much as we wanted to. So if we had unlimited resources, then yes, we'd respond to everything.
Being an infrastructure organization, Community 360 responds to the demands of the local community. In an ideal scenario, with unlimited resources, this means that Community 360 would respond to every single ask for help in the community. Unfortunately, resources are limited, requiring difficult decision-making and prioritization. As an infrastructure organization, these decisions and prioritizations are driven by the stories and lived experiences of the people. Or as Tristan Easy, Deputy CEO of Community 360, explains.
We've always been an organization that people come first. You know, we say we're an outcomes provider and that we're not driven by data, we're driven by stories and lived experience. And in all the services and activities we provide, it's all about what people need and what the needs are of the community. But I think in COVID times, that was on like hyperdrive.
C360's actions and support as an infrastructure organization have changed dramatically since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Before the pandemic, Community 360 focused on the support of the voluntary and community sector and frontline services in the local community. Tracy Rutling, CEO of Community 360, detailed these different actions.
So before COVID, we were very much an infrastructure agency that supported voluntary sector, any sort of aims of the voluntary sector in respect of governance, training, development, funding strategy, the action that was needed. We also held frontline services such as community transport, shop mobility. So we've always run frontline services.
Alison Armstrong, Senior Program Lead for Emergency and Urgent Care at the East Suffolk and North Essex NHS Foundation Trust and collaborative partner of Community 360, provided an illustrative example of the frontline services that Community 360 provide and how these support the work of the Alliance within and around Colchester.
It looked like that we could pool our resources. So we had one of our physio assistants who could perhaps was more trained to help people in and out of vehicles and up and down stairs and sitting, getting up. We thought we can do this at home. So Community 360 provided a minibus and a driver and packs of food and the company and we provided a physio aid and sometimes a nurse, and we jointly took someone home, settled them, followed them up for a few days, and then Community 360 followed them up for a few weeks. So nobody fell through.
Community 360's support during the pandemic changed insofar that the organization became much more a frontline delivery service, focusing on innovative and quick problem solving. Community 360's CEO, Tracy Rotling, explains this shift through an example.
When COVID hit, and because we were asked to be the local hub provider, and we immediately worked with First Sight, and First Sight became the hub, the conduit for all the food deliveries. So that's where we had lots of volunteers working out of. We immediately changed really from being an infrastructure agency supporting voluntary sector action to becoming a frontline delivery of services, more so than what we ever had done before.
Establishing, organizing, and running a local food deliveries hub in the town center of Colchester during the COVID-19 pandemic was just one of the innovative and large-scale projects that the charity took on over the past 2.5 years. In addition, Community 360 also set up and ran a local vaccination site for the nationwide COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Cat Wright, engagement officer at Community 360, spoke about the impact of the vaccination site that ran in the winter of 2020.
Setting up the vaccination sites. So we set up a vaccination site a week before Christmas. The last 3 days before, and including Christmas Eve, so we had Christmas Eve and the 2 days before, we worked tirelessly to get that site up and running. And since then, we've vaccinated around 50,000 people. So yes, that's definitely.
Beyond innovation and problem-solving skills, organizations that run such creative and impactful campaigns need a hands-on attitude, reliable partners, and an established link to the local community. Hearing from several Alliance members and partners, it has been easy to understand Community 360's success. Speaking about the community transport initiative, Pathways Light, Vicky DeCrew, the Deputy Chief Operating Officer at the NHS Northeast Essex Clinical Commissioning Group, and Nicola Button at St. Helena Hospice attested Community 360 this hands-on attitude. Let's listen what both of them said.
So I think working with Community 360, I find that they've got a can-do attitude. They recognise that they're part of the partnership that we have in the Alliance, and they hold that really strongly. They're not afraid to challenge and say, hang on a minute, we could be doing this differently. And that's partly how Pathway Light came about, because actually they, members of Community 360 were sat in our discharge hub meetings alongside the other partners, and, you know, they saw a gap and, you know, flagged, come on, let's fill this gap. So, I think they've got their ear to the ground, which gives us a whole pile of benefits in working with them. And they're really flexible in how we manage things. And I think because we value them as partners, they value us back. So I think there's a mutual respect in how we work together.
The offer that we were given from Commission is for some additional support from Community 360. So we've had Louise Wilshire seconded to us for part of her working week. And her role was to connect our organisation to the rest of the voluntary sector, but not just Community 360, but also to link with CVS Tendering and the District and Borough Council. So Louise and I would meet weekly, we'd share what was happening at the hospice, what was happening in the voluntary sector, anything we needed to know. sort of share information on new services, changes to services, etc. And that's been amazing and something we've continued to do sort of after that sort of initial agreement had come to an end. Admittedly, it's not weekly anymore because of our diaries, but sort of fortnightly we catch up and share anything we need to do. So that's been something that we've continued despite sort of not having that additional resource officially anymore. So yeah, I'd say that's another fantastic partnership that's formed outside of COVID.
Instrumental to Community 360's mission and drive are the physical communal spaces, which have also transformed dramatically over the past 2 years. Louise Wilshire, head of projects at Community 360, spoke about the old physical hub and how the old hub had to make space for a new, more engaging communal area.
That was open 5 days a week, and that did shut at the start of the pandemic. We were not having that open as a public space. We lost that space because it was going to be redeveloped. It was essentially pop-up shop space in the summer of 2020, and identified a new shop space that was a lot bigger, 2 floors, far bigger in scale. And it was bringing that on board, actually, bringing that online that the team were really invested in through the summer, so that it opened in its kind of shadow form come September, where we were having some groups operating. We had staff based there. We'd had a couple of exhibitions prior to that. And then it was open to visitors from October 2021.
Deputy CEO Tristan Easy also spoke extensively about the importance of the new hub, which is located in the town centre of Colchester.
We opened it last year, technically. We've opened a new community hub space in town. It's humongous. It's in the centre of Colchester, in an old Poundland store. It's vitally important for us in terms of what we call our neighbourhood work, because it provides a space for people to come, not just to access services, but to also to set up peer support groups, to have, you know, access to things. And in the way that we work, you know, I kind of call it the cup of tea intervention.
The hub also plays a crucial role in future planning and finding quick solutions to current and urgent issues, such as the increase in energy prices. Annie Feltham, who is the chair of Community 360, described how the hub will become even more important over the winter months.
A couple of months ago, when people were already talking more about how people on limited incomes would manage this winter, you know, I said that maybe we should think about making the hub open for people who couldn't afford to have their heat on during the day and so would come and sit in our place. So it's those sorts of things, which we wouldn't have had to think about had the price of utilities not gone through the roof.
What does the future hold for Community 360 and its philosophy to serve and support the people in their local community? One of the most important areas that will be crucial in tackling challenges ahead is the vision to strengthen and develop better, trusting and effective relationships with old and new partners. Louise Wilshire explained.
I think we've got, as I said, a solid foundation and really strong relationships locally that are aware of that and are trying to get ahead and do something about it as far as they can do. But I'm hopeful of what can happen because of those relationships and the acknowledgement of what is, you know, what the sector can do and can bring. But we're subject to yet another change in the context within which we're operating, whether that's economic, whether that is the impact of the war in Ukraine, whether that is changing nature of the spaces and places we live in. There's change, and it's being able to respond to that that's going to be important. So yeah, hesitant in some respects, hopeful in others.
Strengthening partnerships is also an essential goal for Alliance members such as the East Suffolk and North Essex NHS Foundation Trust, as Alison Armstrong told us.
we were just talking about it this morning. There's a new draft of a document about working in partnership with local communities. And we used to talk about co-production with our residents. And I hate that word because I think it should be working in partnership, you know. And there is something about hand in hand or being led by them, not us leading them. And I think that for me today, we've almost got to that next point about what we're going to do for the future.
This podcast episode has demonstrated the complexity of local community support and the important role of infrastructure organizations such as Community 360. There is no doubt that local communities will be experiencing further growing need, food poverty, limited access to necessary health services, an increase in domestic violence, insecure employment, financial hardship, systematic racism, and many other forms of inequality are on the rise. We can only be grateful for the local work that is undertaken by organizations such as Community 360 to combat some of the issues by having a hands-on approach. Thank you for listening to the final episode in this series of podcasts about this project. Thank you to all the participants that have been involved in this project for the valuable time and input. Thank you to Community 360, our sound editor, and my colleagues Alex Green, Rebecca Warren, and Sam Woodward in the development of this podcast and report. We also thank the Northeast Essex Health and Wellbeing Alliance and the ESRC Impact Acceleration Account of the University of Essex.